Art Dye and other green space. What are your, what's your position with regard to the future vision of Art Dye and other open and green space in American Fork City?
I think that open space and parks are a key component to quality of life in our city. And I think Art Dye can actually be a boon to our city, where it can bring people from outside. It has the potential to be a regional park, that we would have people come here for events, that would eat in our restaurants, that would buy gas here, and that it can really be a nice place. We have we've recently approached the county commissioners to have them give us some money to help finish Art Dye. They've pledged some money. We've yet to see the money, but I think it's something that needs to be looked at. It can help. If we finish Art Dye, then we can move some of the parks that are by the recreation center down to Art Dye. That way we can help with the cemetery, so there's kind of a step effect there, that the Art Dye and all parks, I think, are important to the quality of life.
I agree, and I think rather than the government should do its part, I think the citizens who want to use that should also look at that. It would be a great idea to have a regional park and bring people into the area to be here. Anyway, take care of the things that need to be done. But I think we could even have some private people participate in that as well. We can do a lot of great things here. We just got to set people free. People have the amazing abilities. We've just got to give them, encourage them, and turn them loose. And I think they can raise money and do all kinds of creative things to create a great area here. So, thank you.
Yeah, so I like Art Dye Park. I spend a lot of time there. I have children that play soccer there, and it's not too far from our house. So I recognize that there's an existing facility serving the needs of our community, and I appreciate that. Now, there's a lot of land adjacent to Art Dye, and could a lot more be done with that park? Absolutely. I mean, Orem has a great soccer complex. But we need the funds to do that, and we have lots of competing needs. So, recognizing there's a park that currently serves our needs, as funds become available, we could enhance that, absolutely. But I would not put it at the top of the list of the city's current needs right now.
Utah County passed a tax a number of years ago, 0.5% for restaurants. We pay 6.75% if you're going someplace buying something. If you eat in a restaurant, it's 7.25%. That 0.5% in American Fork, we have 113 eating establishments in our community. Last year, we paid Utah County that 0.5% sales tax over $530,000 in that 0.5% tax on that food. That's why the mayor and members of the county or the city council went to the county commissioners and pleaded for them. We have a regional draw with the Art Dye Ballpark. That money was to go toward tourism in Utah County. It was funding the convention, the Utah County Convention Center. We asked, okay, we're giving $500,000. Give us a portion of that back so we get our fair share, so we can continue to improve the Art Dye complex. We would like to do that. We have options to purchase additional property. And as you know, several years ago, we bought property from the Developmental Center that is undeveloped. But we have a great opportunity to develop it at Art Dye.
The problem with our green space and our rec facility is they're not currently running our city like a business. They're not looking at it and trying to reduce their fixed and variable costs. So, for instance, our green spaces have money that they can maintain them. We currently have a rec center that loses money. We pay exorbitant costs to various things within our organization, and we lose money on it. Let's run this like a business so we can take the appropriate funds and give it financing. My backyard neighbor is part of the parks or the green space department. I'm not sure quite, Lupe Lee. But she tells me she's got nothing in her fund. Why is that? I drive around the state of Utah moving pianos all over the place, And I see other communities that have gorgeous facilities, and American Fork does not. So why aren't we being fiscally responsible?